Keith Peters reporting. President Trump met with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer at the White House today for talks on Ukraine. President Trump was asked if he's confident Vladimir Putin will honor any commitments he makes to ending the war in Ukraine.
I think he'll keep his word. I've spoken to him. I've known him for a long time now. We had to go through the Russian hoax together. That was not a good thing. It's not fair. That was a rigged deal.
While Prime Minister Starmer says he applauds the president's efforts to end the Russia-Ukraine war, but they have to get it right. And we'll have that story in just a minute. Taking a look at other news, President Trump's administration says federal agencies should begin planning to eliminate employee positions. The process is known as a reduction in force. Agency leaders must submit their plans by March 13th. Trump is setting the stage for what could become a dramatic realignment of the federal government. He's already downsized the workforce by laying off probationary employees. Now the administration is turning its attention to career officials with civil service protection. Trump foreshadowed this goal in an executive order that he signed with Elon Musk, the billionaire entrepreneur who's advising the Republican president on overhauling the government. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 193 points. The NASDAQ rose or down by 530. This is SRN News. A victory for pro-life advocates in Illinois.
Lawmakers in Carbondale have repealed a buffer zone law that barred pro-life protests within 100 feet of any abortion clinic. A lawsuit against the zones had made its way all the way to the Supreme Court, and it appeared that city officials were afraid they might lose, which might have cost a lot of money in attorneys' fees and damages. In the end, the High Court did not take up the case, but the Carbondale buffer zone law is no more, and pro-lifers are celebrating. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump continues to reshape the Kennedy Center, the prestigious theater in Washington, D.C., that draws much of its support from federal tax dollars. Trump has removed some Kennedy Center board members, replacing them with people such as country music icon Lee Greenwood and White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles. The president had expressed dissatisfaction with some of the events being put on at the center. This is SRN News. Dozens of people were reportedly injured Thursday after two explosions hit a meeting of M23 rebel group leaders and residents in the captured city of Bukavu in eastern Congo.
Thousands of people were in Bukavu's Independence Square, where the rebel leader, Corneille Nangaa, was making his first appearance since the M23 group seized the city earlier this month. Eyewitnesses say an explosion caused the crowd to flee in panic. Then a second blast rang out, followed by gunfire. Videos show several bodies on the road and emergency workers carrying away the injured. It's not yet clear who launched the attack.
The BBC's Will Ross. Mexico has extradited drug lord Rafael Caro Quintero, who was behind the killing of a U.S. DEA agent in 1985, to the United States, with 28 prisoners requested by the U.S. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.